Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. Numerous elected officials conferred special recognition to Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, and to the practice itself. In commemoration of World Falun Dafa Day, what follows is a partial list of honors. South Carolina Mayor Rick Danner issued a proclamation declaring May 13, 2025, as World Falun Dafa Day in the city of Greer. In New York State, over 50 state officials, including 3 congressmen, 14 state senators, 14 members of the state assembly, and 23 local officials, issued proclamations, citations, or letters to mark the day. The New York State Senate officially passed Resolution Number 243, recacognizing May 13, 2025, as the 26th World Falun Dafa Day. The mayors of 4 cities in the state of Ohio declared May 13, 2025, Falun Dafa Day. Michigan State Senator Jim Runstead issued a special tribute to honor the practitioners who selflessly introduced Falun Dafa. The Texas Senate and House of Representatives passed SR 512 and HR 1102, respectively, on May 13, 2025, to honor World Falun Dafa Day. The mayors of 6 Texan cities in the greater Dallas area issued proclamations or greeting letters to Falun Dafa, commending the benefits of the practice for people's morality and health, in addition to the contributions of Falun Dafa practitioners to the community.
India. Falun Gong practitioners were invited by a women's volunteer service organization called the Inner Wheel to give a presentation at the President Hotel in the city of Mumbai on May 6th. The event was called Introduction to the Meditation and Spiritual Practice of Falun Gong. Inner Wheel is one of the largest women's voluntary service organizations in the world, boasting over 120,000 members in over 100 countries. Over 350 members from over 80 clubs in Mumbai attended the Falun Dafa presentation as part of the organization's annual officers training program. After showing a short video about Falun Dafa, practitioners gave a brief explanation about the practice and demonstrated the first and fifth exercises on stage. Club members approached practitioners after the demonstration to learn more about Falun Gong. They agreed with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and wanted to know where they could learn all the exercises. They were pleased to discover that they could sign up for free online classes taught in a variety of languages.
USA. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the Tulip Festival, held at Washington Park in Albany, the capital city of New York State, during the Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and 11th. Thousands of visitors came to enjoy spring and the festive atmosphere. Many people were drawn to the Falun Dafa booth by the eye-catching banners, display boards, and the exercise demonstration. Some visitors said they wanted to learn the exercises and wrote down the practice site information. When they learned that Falun Dafa is persecuted in China, many people signed the petition to support the Falun Gong Protection Act, a bill in both houses of the U.S. Congress. If passed and signed by the president, the legislation will empower the federal government to impose visa restrictions and other sanctions on those connected with the forced organ harvesting in China. A middle-aged man who has come to the Falun Dafa booth every year said that he had faith and believed that the divine controls celestial phenomena. He added that the world today is undergoing many changes and that people should stick to kindness so corrupt things will eventually be eliminated. With a smile, he gave practitioners a thumbs up.
Finland. Falun Dafa practitioners from the city of Rovaniemi in Lapland assembled on May 10th to raise awareness of the ongoing decades-long persecution of the practice in China. They highlighted the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their belief. The pleasant weekend weather resulted in a continuous flow of passers-by. The event lasted for many hours and people kept coming to sign the petition to end the persecution. The atmosphere was calm and harmonious throughout the event. The Falun Dafa practitioners' perseverance and compassion touched the hearts of many people and gained their admiration.
USA. The State of Michigan's Tulip Time Festival takes place every May and lasts for about 10 days, making it one of the largest Dutch cultural celebrations in the country. An estimated 300,000 visitors enjoy the event every year. The festival's Grand Parade was held on May 10th this year, and it was one of the highlights of the celebration. Falun Dafa practitioners took part. They carried banners introducing the practice and were accompanied by the Tong Drum team. The group was greeted with waves of applause and cheers from the audience along the route. According to the event organizer, the parade attracted over 50,000 people. The event was broadcast live on television and the internet. In a State of Michigan special tribute, State Representative Carl Bonack wrote, "Falun Dafa was brought to Michigan in 1996, and since then, dedicated volunteers have provided free access to the practice through workshops, public seminars, instructional events, and group exercises in libraries, parks, festivals, and senior centers across the state. Their unwavering commitment to serving others has enriched countless lives and contributed meaningfully to the fabric of our communities."
Worldwide, Shen Yun's 8 touring companies performed for an estimated total of more than 1 million theatergoers during 800 performances this year. The performing arts company visited over 190 major cities across the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Support and recognition came from elected officials and audience members all across the globe. This season, Shen Yun presented 88 performances in 12 French cities, reaching nearly 210,000 audience members. All of those performances were for full houses. Tickets for Shen Yun's 2026 season in 15 French cities are already for sale. 15,000 tickets have been sold thus far. Additional cities and shows are expected to be added to Shen Yun's next tour through France. A student from China who resides in France named Mr. Chen saw Shen Yun in Paris on May 11th. He said, "I believe Shen Yun is spreading light." Michael Cogdill, an award-winning journalist and news anchor, and Danette Cogdill, a company founder, saw Shen Yun in Spartanburg, South Carolina on May 7th. Mr. Cogdill said, "You can't watch this and not be happy." Music director of a Mexican record company, Asenath Torres Tapia, experienced Shen Yun in the city of Guadalajara on May 8th. She said, "I want to offer my sincerest congratulations to the artistic director. I think the biggest gain is that the performance has shown me that there is still hope in the world. We can still rebuild our connection with God." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. On May 10th, more than 20 local residents in 3 districts of Qichihar City were arrested for practicing Falun Gong. The practitioners were taken to police stations and interrogated. The police photographed them and collected their fingerprints against their will. They were next taken to a hospital for a physical examination. Those deemed unfit for detention were released on bail and put under close surveillance. The rest were taken to the city detention center. It was apparent to the targeted practitioners that the police had been monitoring them for a long time before the mass arrest. The police were able to tell details of the practitioners' daily activities, including what color of clothes they wore on a particular day and what places they visited and when. None of the officers produced a search warrant or revealed their identities during the arrests. Some gave fake names. All the practitioners' homes were raided and their Falun Gong books were confiscated. The police also seized other valuables, including designer clothes and heirlooms.
Mr. Han Jenkin, 60, from Kunming City, was recently arrested on his way home from work because of his belief in Falun Gong. Mr. Han's home was then raided, and he is now being held at a detention center. This is unfortunately not the first time that Mr. Han, a hotel worker and a former professional tennis player, has been targeted for his faith. He previously served 3 prison terms, totaling 15 years. Mr. Han was married to Ms. Guo Wan, also a Falun Gong practitioner, and she has been repeatedly persecuted for her faith, including a 3-year prison term after she was arrested in 2004. Authorities later on forced the couple to divorce. Mr. Han's parents, also practitioners, died in 2017 after their health declined from living in fear and enduring endless harassment.
Ms. Yao Yan was arrested last year for being reported for distributing Falun Gong informational materials in a residential area. Police officers then raided her home the next day and confiscated her ID, several Falun Dafa pendants, and paper currency printed with Falun Gong messages. That afternoon, the police ordered Ms. Yao to sign a bail form, which she refused but was still released on bail. The following days, Ms. Yao was again harassed by the police. In order to avoid further persecution, Ms. Yao went into hiding, and the police notified her family that she had been put on the wanted list. In April of last year, the police came looking for her again at her home, but this time Ms. Yao's husband and son refused to open the door. They demanded to know Ms. Yao's whereabouts. Her husband condemned the police for harassing law-abiding citizens, to which an officer replied, "You have a Falun Gong practitioner in your family, and you still complain about us staying at your home?" Ms. Yao was taken back into custody in September and later sentenced to 1.5 years. Her family only recently learned of her prison sentence.
Ms. Liu Fachen, 84, of Sichuan Province, was sent to prison in May to serve a 4-year term for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Liu was arrested in 2022 for passing out information about Falun Gong. She was released on bail that day, but the police later repeatedly attempted to take her back into custody. A county court sentenced her to prison and fined her 30,000 yuan on Christmas Day. She was initially allowed to serve time outside of prison, but the local justice bureau issued an opinion this year alleging that she posed harm to society and must be imprisoned, even though she suffered from high blood pressure and other serious medical conditions.
World Falun Dafa Day and Master Li's birthday celebrated worldwide. Special events took place around the globe to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day and the birthday of Falun Dafa founder Master Li Hongzhi, observed each year on May 13th. Practitioners in the Czech Republic held activities in the city of Prague. More than 100 practitioners handed out informational materials to passers-by. The celebration also included Falun Dafa exercise demonstrations, lion dances, celestial maiden dances, and waist drum performances. Practitioners also made a video message wishing Master Li a happy birthday. Falun Dafa practitioners in 4 Brazilian states held activities to celebrate May 13th, World Falun Dafa Day. Falun Dafa practitioners in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, held an event dedicated to World Falun Dafa Day in a central park on May 11th. Some practitioners shared their experience with the practice. Veteran practitioner Ivan said, "For me, Falun Dafa is first and foremost as a moral reference point. I started practicing as a teenager. I was 16 years old, and I was looking for principles, looking for a moral law by which I could live a decent life. It was Falandafa that became this reference point for me, the turning for which I calibrate my thoughts, my actions, and my life. Large-scale events that took place in Berlin, Germany included the European Tianguo Marching Band, the Dragon Dance Troupe from Poland, and the Waist Drum Troupe from Germany. A signature drive and waist drum performance took place in front of the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg to celebrate the occasion. Signatures were collected on petitions calling out the persecution of the peaceful practice in China. An event was held in Edmonton, the capital of Alberta, Canada, at the old Strathacona Farmers Market on May 10th. The practitioners did the exercises together and performed waist drums in a festive atmosphere, expressing their most sincere birthday wishes to Master Li Hongzhi. A partial location list of additional commemorative activities included the Spanish cities of Madrid, Barcelona, and Gran Canaria. In Western Australia, at the Murray Street Mall in Perth's city center, at the City Hall in Napoli, Italy, in Athens, Greece, in Ulaanbaatar National Park in Mongolia, and at the Kadıköy Municipality's Ecological Life Center in Istanbul, Turkey.
The Solomon Islands. Hundreds of islands in the South Pacific make up this nation. 8 practitioners from New Zealand traveled to the capital city of Honiara to promote Falandafa from April 30th through May 7th. They visited schools and government offices to introduce the practice and call for an end to the CCP's live organ harvesting in China. Practitioners also distributed flyers in bus stations, shopping malls, and markets. Nearly 20,000 island residents received tooth clarification materials. Around 100 Chinese people doing business in the capital city were provided tooth clarification materials in Chinese. A total of 20 universities, secondary schools, and primary schools were visited. Practitioners provided informational flyers to the teachers and students and also demonstrated the 5 exercises. A few students left their contact information with the practitioners because they wanted to continue learning the practice. The educators were enthusiastic when they learned that the cultivation practice encourages abiding by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. One principal personally planned the schedule for welcoming the practitioners to introduce Falandafa. He also personally video recorded the entire event. He explained, "We want to incorporate Falandafa into our school's formal activity plan." A practitioner approached 5 law enforcement officers dressed in uniform opposite the big market in the center of Honiara and explained the truth about the CCP's live organ harvesting to them. Because they were at an intersection, others surrounded them to listen too. One young law enforcement officer asked in disbelief, "Is that for real?" The practitioner replied, "The House of Representatives in the United States just passed the Falun Gong Protection Act today. Think about it. Why would something that is happening in China deserve such attention from the House of Representatives in the United States? That means that this is a truly serious international matter that is infringing on human rights." The CCP has more than a dozen police officers in the Solomon Islands, ostensibly for the purpose of training the country's police officers. The practitioner continued, "You have Chinese police officers here, so you have the chance to interact with them. After you understand the truth, you can share it with the Chinese people you know, because they have all been brainwashed by the CCP or have participated in persecuting Falun Dafa before. Please tell them that the House of Representatives in the United States has already passed the Falun Gong Protection Act." They listened very attentively and said that they understood. The people around them were all listening too. When practitioners displayed photos of the CCP's human plastination factory in government buildings and the airport, the employees were in disbelief. The practitioners explained how CCP officials have abused their authority to carry out live organ harvesting all over China, killing people and selling their organs or having their bodies plasticized for display all over the world for over 20 years. Some people who understood said with gratitude, "Thank you all for coming to Solomon Islands to let us know so much about this. This information is very important, but we all did not know about it." A government official in the Solomon Islands said, "I saw your arrival on social media the day before. We all need to work together to help end the CCP's live organ harvesting."
Practitioners in Indonesia gathered for an experience-sharing conference and celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The 2025 Indonesia Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference was held in Denpasar, Bali on May 12th. Around 600 practitioners from various regions and cities in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore attended. 17 practitioners spoke of the physical and mental improvements they gained through the practice. They described how they looked within when encountering conflicts and how they eliminated their human attachments by assimilating to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They also talked about their experiences while telling people about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Lillian, who works for NTD Television, shared her experience at the conference. She has 2 young children and sometimes feels she's under a lot of pressure. She felt annoyed when she was asked to make more videos when she was already working on something. She thought, "Why me? Can't other practitioners help?" She always tried to quickly finish her task, but when she was given a new assignment while she was still working on another, she often got upset. Her mindset changed after she began reading practitioners' articles on the Minghui website. In the past, when she was on her lunch break, she took out her mobile phone and browsed social media apps. After switching to reading articles on Minghui, the negative substances in her mind were cleansed. She thought of how difficult the environment is for practitioners in China, yet they managed to produce materials and distribute them. Their strong righteous thoughts made her see the huge gap between herself and diligent practitioners. Lillian's mind became clear. It may seem that she is doing things for others, but in fact it is for herself. Every practitioner has the same starting point, trying their best to clarify the truth through various projects, and she is just one among many. Now she is able to calmly accept new assignments and sense the power of Dafa supporting every task she works on. 2 days before the conference, practitioners gathered in Denpasar to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day and express their gratitude to Master Li for the practice by doing group exercise and holding a character formation activity. Practitioners sat together in a coordinated formation to create Chinese characters and lotus blossoms. The impressive display was 90 feet long and 67 feet wide. The upper section was comprised of several hundred practitioners and formed the Chinese characters for the words Falun Dafa. After observing the character formation activity, a second lieutenant in the infantry praised practitioners' peaceful and calm demeanor. When he learned that Falun Dafa teaches truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, he expressed his appreciation for those universal principles. After the event, several practitioners shared how Falun Dafa has improved their character, as well as their mental and physical health. They expressed their deep gratitude to Master Li for spreading Falun Dafa to the public 33 years ago. 22-year-old interior designer Rizda Amelia has been practicing Falun Dafa since her childhood. She believes it is important to have a strong moral foundation in this age of shifting values. Rizda shared, "I feel that Falun Dafa gives me something solid to hold on to. It has helped me improve my character, particularly when dealing with conflicts or when I'm wrongly accused of something. I've learned how to respond with calm and clarity in difficult situations." As a young person active on social media, she brought up the emotional challenges many in her generation face. She said, "Social media often stirs up feelings of envy and leads us to compare ourselves with others, which can disrupt our inner peace. But the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance help me stay grounded and remind me to always reflect inward.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.